Greg, I see that more brokers have been added to handle the Facebook IPO when it happens. Does this mean that people are going to have a better chance at getting in on the IPO?
Probably not. There were originally six brokerage houses involved, all pretty elite. They did add 25 brokerages last week. So they will spread those shares out over a bigger range. However, it will still require that an investor who has any shot at getting shares will have to be probably with a seven-figure account and very active trading. So if you're going to buy 100 shares, good luck.
When we talked about Facebook a month ago, you weren't willing to go out on a limb and say whether people should actually invest in this IPO. But how about now? You've had time to think about it.
I still believe that for the small person who's investing, wants to invest 5 or 10% of his money in this stock, it's a great risk. The probability of making a lot of money off the first day trade is minimal. The financial graveyard is littered with people who bought stock during that sudden first day burst and regretted it. I still think, though, that if you want to own it for at least 5 years or more, not a bad idea.
Let's look at the positives and negatives of buying the Facebook when it goes public. First of all, what does it have going for it?
The company has nearly a billion users. Every company in the world would like to have nearly a billion users. Secondly, it's going to raise $10 billion or something like that in this sale. That's enormous. That gives them tons of cash to continue to expand. Thirdly, advertisers are just starting to think about advertising on social media. If you have this huge elephant in the room called Facebook, you're probably going to put advertising dollars there. So those are just some of the things that are really going for the company.
Okay, but what about the dark side? What's going against Facebook?
Well, there is competition, and there will probably be more competition. That makes you wonder about its coming success. Another factor is the actual value now. Facebook is going to sell at the opening shares at 75 times its cash flow. Apple sells at one-tenth of that. That's telling you that it's a pretty rich offering, maybe overpriced offering. The initial Facebook share, in addition, will be something like 25 times revenue. That's four times the norm of most companies coming public. So it's going to cost so much at the outset, it may take a while to provide good returns for the investor.
Well, Greg, if someone is really convinced they'd really like to be part of that Facebook IPO, but they, you know, they don't have $1 million account at one of the favored brokerages, is there any other way someone could get in on this?
Well, in fact, most investors who invest regularly own mutual funds. Many, many big mutual funds will be getting shares of Facebook. So in effect, you'll be getting shares of Facebook.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.